Central Texas area. It's Let's Talk with your host, Eric Jackson. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And now, here's your host, Eric Jackson.
All right. Hello, and good evening to you. It is what? Fun Friday. You're listening to Let's Talk. I am your host, Eric Jackson. And I don't know what's going on here today, man. I tell you, look like my everything getting hiccups today going on. Everybody pausing and hiccuping and carrying on. Think they've been drinking a little bit too much. I wish I was drinking right about now. But here, nothing there. We're going to have us a good day today. It is Fun Friday, and you know how we do it. Nothing is off limits. We're going to talk about everything, everybody, and anytime, any place, anywhere. So, if your feelings get a little sensitive, I don't think you may need to listen, because I may talk about you. You just don't know, do you? Well, you know what? That's all right. It's all in fun and love, Now, if you want to join in a little fun tonight, you can dial in at 347-838-8622. Hit me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or you can hit me up in the chat room, and we ready to get busy. All right. Now, with that being said, let's go on and get on with our Fun Friday. And y'all know what? I want to talk about something here. You know, y'all get on these dang on roller coasters, and oh boy, y'all get on these roller coasters, and y'all just be having fun, just riding and riding and riding. Y'all be wanting to get on the tallest and the fastest thing going, right? Mm-hmm. Woo! But let me tell you what else happened. It was this young man in New Jersey. He was on this roller coaster. He was riding and riding. And, you know, the old school people, y'all remember that movie, The Birds, when the lady was running? When that lady was running and the birds were swinging, this was going down and pecking on her head while she was running? Well, it wasn't quite like that, but he got hit in the face with a dang on bird at Six Flags. Tell you're going to Six Flags, well, you already know what it's about then. And, yeah, buddy, I mean, he got hit in the head. In fact, he had to go to the hospital. Ain't that something? You know, them birds ain't nothing like. It was a little bird, too. It wasn't one of them big old muscle-bound crows or nothing like that. It's just one of them little tiny birds, you know, trying to fly away. He killed the bird. So what that say about his head? Huh? He actually killed the bird. The bird flew into him, and the bird died. What kind of mess is that? Oh, really? Really? I mean, come on now. He should have went to jail because he killed the bird. Good Lord, the bird just trying to get home to the little birdies. Ain't that something? Man, I tell you, I don't know what's going on. See, that's what I'm saying. We need to find out what's going on with all this stuff. Y'all be wanting to get on them dang on rides and go to all these amusement parks. Hey, y'all, did y'all see the did y'all see that film the other day about that whale had that guy underwater? And the more the guy come up, the faster the whale took him down in the water. I know you're talking about, that ain't funny. Oh, hell yeah, that's funny. Because they should be messing with them big old whales anyway. I mean, really? Really? They call killer whales for a reason, people. Eventually, that's what's going to happen. They're going to go back to what they believe in, killing. So you want to swim around and make them jump up and blow water on people? Okay, no problem. Keep on. But one day, I'm not going to feel like blowing no water on no people. I'm not going to feel like being your friend. And then you got to come in my world, underwater. Really? You know what I'm saying? I mean, let's be real. y'all know that's funny, though. And when you see it, you say the same thing. See, that's why we all leave the man alone. That's right. You know, y'all watch them videos about them elephants rolling around? Them elephants get mad at people and just start walking and throwing stuff around? Heck yeah. You know why? Because they're tired of people doing stuff to them. That's why. That's why. That's what's going on. That's exactly what's going on. You know, that's right. Assault with a deadly forehead. That's what I'm talking about. Now, we're moving around. Speaking of foreheads and whales and whatever else we want to call them, lack of brains, I guess. Kirstie Alley, Pamela Anderson, and Bristol Palin. Now, y'all, y'all can do what y'all want about this, but I'm about to tell you. You know what? Dancing with the Stars has gotten so desperate, they bringing those three non-dancing individuals back on the show. Back on the show. There's a reason why they didn't win the first time, so why you want to bring them back again? You know what I mean? Why? Has Dancing with the Stars got that bad and they ran out of so-called stars? Because half the people they have on are not stars anyway. Half the people, think about it, half the people on Dancing with the Stars, you never heard of them. Right? You never heard of them because half the time I don't even know who they are. That's right, Dancing with Losers again. See, that's what I'm talking about right there. See somebody right here with me today. They with me on this today. I mean, Kirstie Allen, come on. Come on, y'all. She done been on Slim Fast, Weight Watchers, probably had a tummy tuck, lap band, and she's still big as hell. What'd that tell you? She just can't stop eating. Woo! Pamela Anderson, on the other hand, she got his titties. It's like she buy more titties every year. Buy more titties and more makeup with eyelashes. Ain't got no booty whatsoever. But she gonna go on there. Yeah, she ain't gonna make it either. And Bristol Palin, really. Do we need to say anything about her? You know, she drumming up more publicity for her mother, I guess. Won't Sarah Palin? Hey, what we thought about that? Why don't Sarah Palin go in there and do some dancing, huh? Yeah, we have a mother-daughter thing going on. And get old George McCain to come on there. You know what I mean? Heck yeah, now that would be funny. That would be funny. Or better yet, as Tony say, you know, she need to watch I'ma Get You Sucker. But you know what? That's it, Tony. You came up with the idea right there. What we can do is get a couple of them girls like that got all them body parts like the one girl on Dance I'ma Get You Sucker. You know, they went in the bedroom, was taking all them parts off, and before you knew it, wasn't nothing left over. That's the kind of dancing show we need. Something that's gonna keep your attention. Make it a mystery. What part is she gonna take off tonight? Now, y'all got to admit, that would be some funny stuff. Huh? We can take bets on what part coming off. You know, and most of y'all out there wearing them big old bat wings for eyelashes. So, you know, we know what's going to happen when y'all take them off. You're going to discover you got an eye under there. Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, it's Fun Friday, and we're getting it on right about now. So if you had a hard day, sit back, relax, and let's do the dang on thing. You know what I mean? Because it is what it is. We're going to get our giggle on. We're going to talk about everybody. We may talk about you. So if we talk about you, oh, well, it's Friday. You got 2 days to get over it. You know what I mean? You got 2 days to get over it. So why are you even worried about it? Huh? Why? Hey. Speaking of that, remember that case back in Florida? And you know what, Florida, y'all, I don't know what to say about y'all in Florida, man. Y'all got some things going on down there that we need to talk about. You know, first y'all trying to hire people, just regular Joes off the street, go out there and chase and get alligators. You know what I mean? What's up with that? But then, to top all that off, now you got people shooting concrete up people's booty. What the man? What are y'all doing out there in Florida? But hold on, I see I got a caller on the line. Let's see what our caller gonna tell me today. Oh, hello caller. You and talking to Les? It's Fun Friday. Talk to me,
man. You got me rolling, man. Yo, what's up? This is Tony. Yo, you got me rolling, man. I'm just sitting here cracking up. But, I mean, it's for real, though.
Well,
I mean,
thank you, man. Hey, it's fun.
Man, they got this dude out here in Dallas, man. The other day, he was on TV. He was in a Walmart shopping, and he went to go get his wallet, and he had a gun on him, and the idiot shot in the floor and took off running. And they went ahead and caught up with him and charged him with assault to a kid because he discharged his weapon in the Walmart.
I know. I read that. And the bad thing about it, He was a handgun, a licensed handgun carrier. So all they had to do was stay there. You know what I mean?
Well, I
but
think
just like dumb
doing...
folk do, first thing they want to do is run.
They need to do a stupidity test, man. If you can't get your damn wallet
what
out your pocket, you shouldn't be carrying no pistol. Not on that side of the body, man. You better get you a fanny pack.
Oh, you know. Now, we ain't going to bring back the fanny packs, man. Come on.
Man, shoot, man. I'm
no,
telling
we
you.
Not bringing back no fanny packs. But you got a point there. I mean, like he didn't know that gun was back there in his pocket. You know what I mean? In fact, why put it in the same pocket as your wallet?
For real,
why wasn't
it
on safe?
I carry a pistol legally, man. I got it on safety, and it's on the opposite side of my body. What a man! He just deserved to get smacked.
Yeah. Well, you know what? He going to see the boys down there in the county, so they'll take care of him after laughing at him. After laughing, cause that was just downright dumb, man. But hey, Florida, look, y'all, if y'all want breast implants and booty enhancements, go to a real doctor, okay? Don't go to nobody who's shooting concrete and stuff up your booty. You know, that's bad business. Then you upset because you walking around with a real load. You can't just sit down and squat that one out. You need some help. But, I mean, really, how desperate can you be to go in there and want just to go to somebody off the street to enhance your body? You would never, oh, my goodness, there's no way. And then that was even so bad, that was a guy. He went in to have, you know, to get his muscle back. He ended up with dango breasts. What the world is going on down there in Florida? Florida, what's going on, home folk? You know, I'm from there, so I'm going to talk about y'all. What is going on down there, y'all? It's just downright crazy. You know, come on. Leave them alligators alone and leave that concrete alone. If you want to do something, go and see a real doctor. You know what I'm saying? Really.
Man.
Now, speaking of Jacksonville, you know, we're going to sink our way right on it. What the hell is going on with them Jacksons? What's going on with them Jacksons, y'all? It's like Michael done left this world, and they have gone plumb crazy. You know what I mean? Now, y'all think about it. When Mike was around, ain't nobody bothering Catherine. Ain't nobody bothering his kids. But as soon as Mike go, everybody want to try and take the kids from Catherine. Janet acting up. Jermaine acting up. But ain't Jermaine and the crew supposed to be on tour? So how they get involved in all this? You know, y'all got to think about it. Catherine is an old, you know, she's not an old lady. But you know what I mean? She's a senior, a mature lady now. And you got them little rough-riding teenagers running around there. She needs some help. And she probably got tired, so she just left. And everybody thought she just ran away. You know, just ran away. But you know the other thing about it, though? Ain't all about no Benjamin. It ain't got nothing to do with the Benjamin. They just crazy as hell. I'm going to tell you what is going on, daddy, little girl. They just crazy as hell. Ain't got nothing. What Benjamins? All of them got money? Well, maybe. Except for Joe. And you don't see Joe in there trying to take him.
Joe's a hustler.
You know, Joe ain't got the time
thing.
For it. I mean,
yeah.
What's going on, Jackson? What? Yeah, you know what I mean? So,
I mean,
no, that's not even working like that.
Yo, Eric, see, now, hold on a minute.
That
hold
is
on.
Not even working like that. All out the Benjamin. And shoot.
Michael wasn't even in the dead in the ground yet, and they over there talk about his new group and all this other stuff over there at the freaking wake and stuff like that. And you know what? You share the name Jackson, so I got to be thinking about you a little bit.
Nah, dog, this Jackson got good goddamn old sense. Trust me. You can have all that drama. I ain't got time for all that. Sure. Look, if you want it, you can have it. what the heck? See, that's what I'm talking about. It's just crazy around here. All of a sudden, I get disconnected. What in the world? I guess it's really fun. I better leave them Jacksons alone then, because apparently something going on. Mike didn't like what I had to say. He cut me off. He disconnected my show. Get away from me, Mike. Oh, Lord have mercy. I tell y'all, boy, I just about to head it now. The ghost of Michael Jackson has disconnected me from my show. All right, Mike, all right. I'm going to move on from the Jacksons, man. Hey, Jacksonville, here I come again. What the hell is going on with y'all in Walmart? I always tell y'all to stop stealing out of Walmart. You know what I mean? Stop stealing out of Walmart. But no, what y'all do? Get 300 dang on black youth to go in there and do a flash mob and tear up the store. Stop tearing up stuff out of Walmart. I done told y'all. That's why I can't get none out of Walmart, because y'all down there tearing it up in Jacksonville, Florida. I'm going to put y'all on blast right about now. Jacksonville, y'all, what y'all doing down there, man? You know, what y'all really doing? And you know what's so bad, Jacksonville? I ain't even drinking tonight. So, that, you know what? This is straight. Y'all need some help. Y'all need some help. Oh, y'all really do. Hey, in North Carolina, Charlotte, you better back off me. You better back off me, Charlotte, because I'm about to roll your way. Talk about stay off them bath salts. Man, don't nobody be doing no bath salts around here. I don't be no doing no bath salts. Now, I may deal with a tree every now and then, but I don't do no bath salts. Okay, that's a grown folk joke. My. You know what? Hey, but check this out. Check this out, y'all. It, in the Olympics, right, there's a 26-year-old man. Check his name out. I'm Dong Hong. I bet y'all say that fast a couple of times and see what you come up with.
You anyway, King Kong, what?
Yeah, I'm Dong Hong.
You King Kong, all right.
I'm Dong Hong.
Don't even do it again, bro. That ain't even funny no more. I feel violated.
Yo, gotta say that a few times fast. But anyway, check this out, y'all. He's from South Korea. He's blind in one eye, and he achieved a world record in archery. You know what? We're gonna give him a hand clap on that the world record. We are. We're gonna give him a hand clap on that one. But guess what, y'all? I'm about to get on him, because last time I checked, you only need one eye to shoot anyway. So he wasn't like he was handicapped. You only use one eye.
Oh, wow. You wrong for that.
Okay. Now, you know, when you aim, what you do, you close that one eye and get that sight going, right?
Yeah.
That's right. Now, that's right. So, what's wrong with what I'm saying? One eye?
Man, you going to hell. Get off Hong Dong Wong Doo, man. I want some Chinese food all of a sudden.
Oh, man. See, talk about me. He Korean. See? So
oh,
you
damn.
Know.
Nine and all that.
You see, going to get you some bulgogi. That's
you
what you need.
Let me go grab some cabbage.
Hey, get some cucumber kimchi. That's what it is. Get some kimchi.
Nah, I'm good, man.
You good?
I'm good.
Mm-mm-mm. And speaking of kimchi, y'all, check this out. There's a young lady.
Anytime you laugh, I get nervous.
Named Stephanie Cannon, y'all. Stephanie Cannon. All right. She got fired from her job because she smells.
Well, damn.
Now when you say she smells, you kind of figure she's smelling kind of bad there, right? You know, you think she is really smelling kind of bad. But you know what she got fired for smelling like? Cigarette smoke.
Where the hell was she working at?
At a cancer center.
You kidding, bro? Man, I'm looking this up, man. You can't make that stuff up, man. That's I'm going on CNN, damn it.
My God, I'm out here. Woo, Lord have mercy.
Talk about discrimination.
Yeah, I know, right? Now, see, and she says she only smokes at home. All right? Now, 6 weeks into the job. 6 weeks. Now, she was showed, she was told she could not smoke, right, and show up for work smelling like smoke.
Uh-huh.
So, apparently, she kept trying to, you know, she tried to get the smoke out of clothes and stuff, but it didn't work. You know why it didn't work, Stephanie? I'm going to tell you why. It didn't work because you got to stop smoking completely and buy new clothes.
Man, that's just wrong, man. They probably put on her pink slip, man, but she's a bad influence. And he ain't right, dog. She ain't helping rehabilitate. She helping. Man, ain't even right, man. I feel sorry for her. Let's take a donation on your radio show, man.
Take a donation, huh?
Yeah, everybody donate your cigarettes. Come on, let's go.
Oh, Lord Hammer. And you know what, though? I'm going to tell you. You know what? I be watching a lot of these old movies. I'm not going to lie, man. And they smoking in a hospital. Every time they sit down somewhere, they lighten up. The whole nursing staff in there smoking in the hospital. I'm like, okay. So
and back in the day, they wouldn't even talk about cancer, man. Now that we can't smoke everywhere, everybody getting this shit all of a sudden. Just let us smoke what we want to smoke. We be good.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not gonna go to cancer because me and cancer we on bad terms right now. So I'm gonna keep on rolling on. Hey, Stephanie, if you're trying to sue, you can't, girl. You got to stop smoking because you're going in the cancer center smelling like smoke. You know what I just thought about though? What kind of smoke is she smelling like? They say cigarette smoke, but you know, it could be one of them like left-handed cigarettes.
Yeah. The ones you hold in your left hand. I remember those.
Yeah. That you pass around the room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ain't wrong with that. Sharing is caring, bro.
Hey, why not? In that case, just go on and get some peyote. Go on a real trip. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Just gone on a real trip. My goodness. I mean, that's crazy, though. If you're going to work, you know what, but she probably has smoked for so long and so often, she don't know the difference. It's just smelling regular to her.
Yeah.
because you know you got these old sensitive ears, these sensitive nose right now. So everybody, you know, everything is offensive. Everything is offensive. You know, I don't know, y'all. Hey, but you know what? It's okay. She going to be okay. She is. She is going to be all right.
Yeah, I heard Philip Morris is hiring. They give you cigarettes every month.
Oh, Lord. And you know what? She was bagging and spraying her clothes with freshener and all that good stuff. She's just making it worse.
Well, she better get her a necklace made out of a freaking pine tree from the car.
No, yeah, right. No,
new car
she need to go and buy some new clothes.
Mm-hmm.
No telling who else in the house. Look, ain't no telling who else in the house smoking with her. See, they just know about her. No telling. Everybody going to have to be lighting up, firing something up. Ain't that right, Eric? That's right. Hey, y'all want to hear a joke? You know, my son, man, he got this killer knock-knock joke. He really do. Let me see if I can get him over here and tell his joke. Because he had me dying when he told me. Come here, man. Come on. It's fun Friday. Come on. Hey, this is my mini-me right here. He going to tell his joke real fast. Come on, man. Come on. Don't be shy. Oh, okay. You want me to tell it?
Sure.
No, I'm not telling it. We going to get him on the air eventually. He going to tell that joke. It's not a knock joke. And believe me, you're going to stop for a minute and be like, really? But you're going to have to laugh at it. But he don't want to tell it right now. He all shy and stuff.
I got a joke for you.
When his little girlfriend Sierra called, he don't be shy then.
No, 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 no
What you got? What joke you got, Tony?
Well, since he don't want to get on the air, I'm gonna airwave real quick.
Okay.
There was this lady. You know, she woke up one morning. She told her husband it was a birthday. She says, "Listen, it's my birthday." He says, "Yeah, I know it is." She said, "All right." She says, "Well, I want something that will go from 0 to 200 in 3 seconds." He's like, "All right." So he got up, he got dressed, went outside, got in his car, went to leave to go to work. She looked out this window and she seen a box in the driveway. So she got curious. She put on her bathrobe, went outside, grabbed the box, opened it up. It was a weight scale.
Oh, that's a good one, man. Oh, my goodness. Well, that would do it, wouldn't it?
It's for real. I told that to my wife, man. I almost had to sleep in the living room. I was like, baby, it ain't even your birthday. Come on now.
Wow. All right. So you're already in trouble for another day. You better leave it alone now.
Man, for real.
Oh, Lord. Hey, y'all, I was reading this article, right? And it says, there's 7 things men want from women on their wedding night. Sex on their wedding night from sex on their wedding night. Number 1, cutting right to the action. Now, I ain't going to lie to you. On your wedding night, if you done had a good reception, only thing you're going to do is pass out anyway. Because, you know, you've been getting it all. You've been getting it the whole time anyway, so it ain't nothing new.
Real talk. I hear you. Real talk.
I mean, really. I mean, it ain't nothing new. You done got your drink on and your dance on. You tired.
You're like, babe, I don't even want to talk to you right now. Just, you know, let's get to the business.
You know, just roll over and pat in and be happy. Go
back. Hey. We already met. What are we going to talk about?
We've been living together for the last 20 years. I mean, really.
I mean, nowadays, for real.
I know, right? Or they look in your eyes. Heck yeah.
Been looking at your ugly butt for the last 20 years. What makes you think I want to look at you a little bit more? I just did this because my parents is bothering me.
And see, y'all said, I'm crazy. See, this is what Fun Friday is about, y'all. Get your giggle on, crack your jokes. Let's just have some fun. Because the week is over. It's the weekend. It's the weekend. You know what I mean? Let's do this thing. Oh, man. Speaking of the weekend and people tripping, I was talking to this young lady the other day. And she's part of this religion, y'all.
Here we go. Let me make sure the windows are closed so the lightning don't strike the house.
This woman said that Jesus is coming back to get us all on the mothership.
What'd she say? Jesus
is coming to get us all on the mothership. Take us back to heaven on the mothership.
Since when Jesus had a ship? Jesus had a ship. He floats over the water.
Look, and out of all the ships, the mothership.
Man, he parting the seas and stuff, bro. He don't need no ship. Oh, man.
Wait. That wasn't the gist of it. Look, she said she's a descendant of, her church is descendant of mighty Isis, right? And I couldn't help it. I said, so what happened to Shazam? What? I'm telling you, man, this chick was out there, man. She was out there.
Some people, and, bro.
I mean, I was like, really? Really? Did she say, well, you know, they were gods. We were humans all together were gods up in heaven, and then we came down in our earthly form. And you know me, being the thinker I am, I'm like, so we was already up there. Why the hell we want to come down here?
Yeah. Did she say we were humans all together and now we're in our earthly form?
I mean, I don't know what was wrong with that girl. And she was serious.
Did she smell like smoke? If she did, she should have.
You know, now that I think about her eyes were kind of colored, if you know what I mean.
Some people don't have no sense, man. I think school should go to like grade 15 for those kind of people. You know, you can't get out of that school until you get to the 15th grade. You know, and the 13th, 14th, and 15th one, we're just going to let you talk.
Yeah.
You don't say nothing that makes sense. You got to stay.
You got to stay.
You got to stay.
I mean, but when I'm talking about was serious, though, oh, my goodness, they were downright just serious. I'm like, really? Really? I mean, the mothership, ISIS, Shazam, I'm like, okay, we missing Thor and Iron Man and the rest of the crew, and we can have us a party.
I'm telling you, break out the Hulk while you at it.
I know, right?
Over.
Lord. You know, I mean, wow. That is just, man, I don't know.
I would have asked if she had cable. I was like, yo, do you got cable? Yeah. What you watch yesterday? I'm just curious.
You know what, though? Speaking of cable, hey, y'all, where my free cable? I've been telling y'all since we started this show I need me some free cable, man. This thing on little box here is getting old. I'm tired of watching Ranger baseball. I don't even like baseball.
See, I work for the cable company in DFW. You know, that's a real job besides doing everything else.
See? You know? Mm-hmm. I need some free cable.
I might have to come down there with my electrical tape. Don't tell nobody, though. FCC might be listening.
Oh, well, they ain't the only one, so it's okay.
Half
of them probably hooked up illegally anyway.
Uh-huh.
They stealing out of Walmart.
In Jacksonville. Oh, my goodness.
Lord. Jacksonville, where y'all at out there? Come on, home folk, talk to me. Cause I'm
y'all
got to
defend
tonight.
Yourself.
Yeah, I'm on y'all tonight. And you know what? Not so bad, though. In Florida, period, man, they had an article a couple of weeks ago where they was asking volunteers to go out there and catch alligators. Real alligators, man.
Alligators.
Let me tell you what happened. One of them cats went out there and he lost an arm messing with them alligators. You know what I mean? So why, if I don't know what I'm doing, I'm going out there to bother a damn alligator.
No.
You know,
nah.
Hey, we got people walking around here eating other people. So why am I messing with an alligator? He's supposed to be eating me. Oh, no.
What had happened was he had lost an arm on the previous expedition to go catch an alligator. And he just duct taped that bug on there. That's what had happened. Yeah, he didn't have an arm to jump with. I mean, he's like, they got me last time, so I'm going to try to get him this time. Oops, lose again.
You know what? You know what, Tony? Now you may have a plan there, Tony. What you go out there? You go out there with some prosthetic arms. You know, throw it in the water, let them grab it. Then you jump on the alligator because he's preoccupied.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. It's called an alligator arm trap. Let's do it. Let's paint that right now. Silly, whoever crazy enough that's listening that want to go out there and catch an alligator, we got an idea for you.
Hey.
Go get some duct tape and some aluminum foil. We'll make you an arm. I'm telling you, bro.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
Common sense is no longer common. It's just hitting a couple of us.
Just a couple of us.
Just a couple of the lucky ones.
Speaking of animals and Olympics, you know what? Now, this shows we have nothing better to do with our time. Somebody actually did a study and came up with the conclusion that humans would be also rans in the all species Olympics. Duh, you think?
And how much they getting paid an hour?
No, right? I mean, how much study did that really take?
I want that salary.
You can ask a 9-year-old and they can tell you that.
Tell you. You know, and you know what? While we're on the topics of crazy people, you know what really ticks me off? Meteorologists.
Oh.
Those are the only fools that can lie like they lie off their teeth and still keep their job. Well, how you gonna tell me it's gonna rain tomorrow and it's like 115 degrees in the shade? Damn liar.
Well, you know, they're hoping that the atmosphere will switch later on in the evening, and then all of a sudden you get that one drop of rain, then officially it rains.
And before it rains, let me guess, they scream Shazam, right?
There you go.
Gotcha.
Shazam! You know, and the lightning comes, and the roar, and the thunder, and you got that one drop of rain.
See? You're going to see somebody flying around in an airplane with a water bottle spraying people.
See, that's what I'm saying, man.
It don't make no dang sense, bro.
Oh, my goodness. And you know what? That is just crazy.
Yeah, real talk. I mean, I go and I lie to my job, man. I'm gone. That's it. That's a wrap. They ain't going to ask me. They're going to give me my pink slip and tell you, see you next time. These fools on TV lying through their teeth, man. We were talking about this the other day with the transparency thing.
Mm-hmm.
You these fools running around here lying and lying and lying. They're getting away with it. Let somebody with some common sense say something stupid. We fired. Oh, they done went crazy. Let's fire them before they go postal. And you don't even work at the damn post office.
You're right. Hey, California, here I come, California. What the hell is going on out there, California? Y'all got students suing teachers because in the district because they gave you a C+. Hell, you should probably lucky you got a C+. You probably deserve that. Hell, C+? The way them kids acted on my show on Monday, a C+ would have been an excellent grade for them. Because I'm telling you, they were out there.
At least you passed.
Yeah, I know. Even though, you know, back in the day, I could get beat down for a C, but now, heck, most of them don't deserve a C.
Well, you know what? A C+ nowadays is above average, so you're doing good.
That's not really saying much, is it?
I'm switching phones. My other phone's dying, man. You are nuts. I'm telling you.
Oh, I'm just saying. Now, y'all want to hear some more stupid stuff? Okay, here I come. Uh-oh, I got somebody else with joy. You on the other phone?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay. Hey, man, why, number one, why do you want to put $15,000 that's earmarked for your mortgage payment, why do you want to put that in your oven? Huh? Now, why?
Oven, no. Wait. Oven like cooking oven?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Keep on.
No. But, now, here we go. Remember when we was talking about that secret stash from your wife the other day?
Well, yeah.
He was trying to squirrel a little bit away from his wife.
Until she made some cookies.
That's right. Look, she was oven that day and preheating it for some chicken nuggets. So she... Those chicken nuggets could cost him
$15,000. Damn. You'd have been better getting a Swiss bank account, bro. What the
and
hell
she,
are you thinking?
Look, and she cooked it all, too.
Oh, man.
She cooked it all $15,000. Woo!
Oh, what? 15 grand?
15 grand.
Man, I would have been at the bank talking about, yo, man, this money's hot, dog. You should take this money. It's hot. For real.
They said the cash was baking to a colorful burnt mess.
Oh, wow.
Hey, you might as well go ahead and enjoy those nuggets because it's $15,000. It's the cost.
You better grab some ramen noodles while you're at it.
Now, you know what? Now, we need to look at the other side of this, though. Who the hell has a mortgage with $15,000?
Yeah.
You know, now we need to ask the question. You know, okay, was your mortgage that much each month? Then $15,000 don't mean nothing. But if that was some mortgage payments that were backed up, man, you might as well pack up because you out on your ass now.
That's a wrap.
That is a wrap. I mean, good lord.
I mean, bro. Hold on a minute, bro. Slow down. Hold on. He had all the hiding places in the house. He could have went and bought a safe. He could have put it in a plastic bag. He could have put it in a diaper box for all I care. But you're going to put it in the oven, the utensil or the equipment in the house that you use the most.
Well, see, you know what? I'm thinking what happened was, she probably wasn't a baker and didn't cook that often, so he figured it was safe. Just his luck that day, she bought some chicken nuggets and she needed to warm them up.
Well, damn it, she got a new hobby, you know, and that's it. So,
You know what? That's the most expensive chicken nugget. Now,
here's another thing we did. Who the hell warms up chicken nuggets in the oven? Most of us got microwaves popping in the microwave. She used the oven.
See, my wife does that, man, so I can't even blast on that one. She might replay the history and hear my comment. No, my wife does that, dog. I love you, babe. Told you, well, man, she's 4'10".
Like I'm always getting you in trouble.
Yeah, man, I'm gonna be moving down there to Queen, bro. 2-hour drive, I'm on my way.
Wow, man, I tell you, oh Lord.
Wait. While we blasting all these other places, what's going on down there in Killeen, man, with the soldier found on the back of the range and stuff like that?
What's going on in the back of the range besides them jokers shooting out?
Yeah, I mean, they found a soldier down there the other day dead on the west end of the Fort Hood. I'm like, what in the world?
Well, you know. I don't know. That's all I'm going to say.
We need to work on your investigation skills.
Now, see, because you're talking about the west side of Fort Hood. It's all kind of doof out there. So I'm not saying.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
You know, because them soldiers, man, when they come back, you know, they have some things going on. And you know what? And here's the truth about that. Their wives be having some things going on too, so I'm not saying nothing.
Real talk. Okay, next topic.
Exactly. I'm not going to that one.
Hey, but you know what? There is one that I know you could talk about, and that's the
What's
one
that?
About this dude with the teenager. The teenager that was in the Colorado thing. Lord, rest those people's souls and bless the ones that are injured and everything else. But there's a teenager that sued Warner Brothers for making violent movies.
You know what? That's just somebody trying to cash in, and he can go ahead. In that case, everybody got to sue for the violent games, the games that, you know, make people drive fast. You know, sue them for a cell phone because some dodos decide they want to text and drive at the same time. So let's just sue every damn body. Hell.
I want to smack his damn parents for making this kid believe he can get it. You
don't
want to pay for the ticket?
Well, I mean, think about it. Hell, they the one who bought them the games and everything anyway, so they ain't got no sense anyway. I'll be sure they ain't got no damn sense.
Knuckleheads, man.
Oh, yeah. Definitely a knucklehead.
I'm telling you.
See, and y'all, we ain't making fun of the tragedy, so y'all get off your high horses over there, because I hear some of y'all now, you know, they just ain't right now. Whatever is Friday, but we ain't making fun of the people who died or nothing. We making fun of
definitely.
That idiots trying to capitalize, okay?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to sue Hustler Magazine, and I definitely ain't suing McDonald's. You know, I mean, come on now. It's like an idiot back in the day that sued for the hot coffee. Dummy, it's hot. It's coffee.
Hey, you should realize that when you're damn to pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Y'all know what, though? What's up with Chick-fil-A, man? Chick-fil-A just... They just lost all kind of business because they just don't want to get with the program that's going on around here lately. You know what I mean? Business is business. Sometimes you can go with the flow if you want to make your money. They losing big time money because your boy say he ain't going for the gay thing. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, I think Chick-fil-A is the undercover mob, bro, because, you know, they had the guy, the spokesman died during this freaking thing that's going on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he died today. He died today. He just popped up dead. He's a spokesman. He's been with the company for 29 years, and now they got this controversy going on. He popped up dead because maybe he didn't say the right thing. I'm just saying. I'm not making fun of my man. You know, God bless him, rest his soul. But real talk, let's talk. Apple is an apple, damn it. What the hell happened? This is chicken.
You're right. You are right. I ain't never ate that, so I really don't care one way or the other.
Well, you know what? They don't want to piss off the brothers and sisters in the United States, damn it, because they're going bankrupt. You know how we like chicken.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That is very true. Man, y'all check out the opening ceremonies of the Olympics. Why are they doing all that? And the commentators talking about Queen Elizabeth, she proud. She looked like she about constipated. If you really look at her, she's standing with a big old frown on her face.
See, I ain't even seen it yet. I'm about to watch it after I get dinner together.
I'm saying they got all this glum glam. Who really cares about the Olympics anymore anyway? Huh? I mean, let's be honest. When Muhammad Ali came through and the boxers, everybody used to watch it for the bat boxing and the track and field. Hell, now you don't even know when they run the track and field till it's over. You know what I mean? On NBC, yeah. Who really cares? The Olympics don't even have that flair anymore. Why do we even worry about that? Plus, see, to add to it, football season getting ready to start, so really don't nothing else matter right now.
Exactly.
I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to put it out there. You know, the Jaguars finna get ready to get busy, y'all. So, whatever.
See, there you go. Don't even start that conversation. I mean, I'm just saying, because I remember when I was down in Copper's Cove, man, you know, Sunday when the Cowboys were playing, a town was a ghost town.
You're right.
Any store and go straight from shopping to the checkout.
You know, that's one team, I tell you, everybody love the Cowboys, and every year the Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl. They can't even get past their own damn division about the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they can't get past the damn line of scrimmage. Nevertheless, Jerry Jones trying to be a coach with his old dysfunctional butt. I'm just saying. You know, they piss me off, man. They need to get rid of Homo. They need to get a good quarterback. They should have brought Michael Vick down here so he could show them how to do it. You know,
man.
This is football, dog. You're going to get hit. Either
look,
you throw the ball or run.
Now, you know, Vic, they ain't bringing Vic down here in no damn Cowboy country.
Hell no. You see what they did from the 88 Cowboys, man? They started getting rid of us left and right, bro.
Heck
Irvin,
yeah.
Irvin, Smith. I mean, we're going to get rid of all these people. You know, we're just going to make up. And who the hell said they America's team? They ain't my team.
See, here we go.
And then the last time I checked, America had a bird, a flag, a flower, and a tree. Where the hell is football coming to it? I'm just saying.
Well, just think about it. It used to be baseball.
You know what? Ain't nobody dumb enough to say that a certain team is America's team in baseball.
I'm just saying. But we're going to move on from that right now, because I want to talk about this idiot that decided he's going to jump from 18 miles up above the Earth's atmosphere. What the hell is he thinking? Now, see, he up there smoking some real shit. Excuse my language, y'all.
And this is where you play the song, I Believe I Could Fly. He must have been on something.
I mean, really? 18 miles. Wow.
Did he survive?
Yeah, an estimated 96,640 feet, nearly three times higher than cruising jetliners.
What?
But guess where he landed safely by? Roswell,
what?
New Mexico.
Where did he jump from? Brooklyn, New York?
I don't know. His top speed was an estimated 536 miles per hour.
What?
Whoa. You know what? I'm sorry, but that's a hard on for your ass. Okay.
Yeah, I'm telling you. That's more like inverted.
Oh,
inverted
Lord. I mean, really?
He's going to pack up his balls and run away, dog. You better not do that again.
Boy, good Lord. That man, okay.
I want to see his family. I want to see him on TV. Let's see his family.
Well, they ain't showing all that now, because I'm surprised he ain't burned up coming back through, but I guess he didn't come in the right angle. that would have been the story. He would have caught fire coming down.
Yeah, that would have been all over the news.
Heck yeah. Be like, okay. See, this is what happened when you go up there and hang out with Isis and Shazam and the crew. And you miss the mother.
No shit. You come back and jump through Earth like you can because you got the mothership.
Yeah, because you got kicked out the mothership. And Superman just happened to be on vacation that week.
Man, what the hell's wrong with people? We trying to pay our bills and stay employed. These fools never complain.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. That is just
I need
crazy.
More time. I'm telling you. Eric, I don't know about you, dog, but I need more time on my hands so I can do stupid crap like that.
Yeah, I know, right? I know, because, you know, I mean, to just to do it is just crazy. Why? That's like them idiots that decide they want to tightrope across the Grand Canyon. Why? You know?
Yeah.
Why? It's just, you know what? That's like, just like the opportunity is just there. A good gust of wind comes. You can say bye. You know, just have your wheel filled out. That's all I can say.
I mean, I won't do nothing unless there's a dollar figure to it, man. You know, if you didn't pay me no money to be stupid, I ain't going to be stupid on purpose.
Hey, you ain't never lied about that one. I'm sorry. You know what? And what's up with Mitt Romney, man? He going up messing with them dang on people overseas. He already got them damn Brits all in up arms because he telling them how to run their dang on country with an Olympics. Well, I tell you, that guy there, he'll walk in headlining waiting. He really is.
Mitt Romney is losing the election. You know he's losing the election. So he's giving his chance to talk crap now because later on he's going to be silent, just like Kerry was. I'm just saying.
You're just saying.
Mitt Romney need to enjoy his 15 seconds of fame because that's about all he get him. And then we're going to move on.
Man. Hey, y'all.
How many Olympics have Mitt Romney ran, man? I'm just wondering. How many was he the spokesperson for?
Well, apparently he let them tell it. Apparently he had something to do with revamping the Olympic Committee, you know, the International Olympic Federation or some mess. But you know how that goes. They're only going to tell you certain things.
Uh-huh. All right.
Yeah.
Kudos to Mitt Romney. Watch him mess that up.
You know what now? Hey, y'all, New Jersey and Newark. You know, they got these virtual attendants now, agents, as you call them. And it looked pretty, you know, from what I saw, it looks pretty interesting. You know, like you're on Total Recall or what's that movie, The Fifth Element, you know, where he had the virtual agent taking care of your business.
Yeah.
But my thing is, what happens when the computers go down? They ain't got nobody there. Then what you do is plane ride free. I'm just wondering.
I hope it ain't a point and call.
I know, I mean, right? Because
if you want, God forbid, you on a donor list, you got to call a computer.
I know, right? Hey, y'all, I'm telling you what's going to happen now. Y'all better get gone and start building your bunkers because you know what? The aliens are coming, and we're going to be on the mothership, and the machines, the microwave is going to be first ones to take over, and we're going to be in trouble.
aliens are ready here, man. You late on that one.
Hey, and y'all stop looking at them ceiling fans, man, because they ain't nothing but mini spaceships. They're waiting to get y'all when you go to sleep at night. I'm just telling you.
Well, since we're talking about this topic, man, I got a question. Why in the hell is Hollywood always with the most inventive stuff, like the flying cars and the go back to the Avatar time and all the other stuff, and we ain't got nothing here in common? You know what I'm saying? You know, they run. Man, I was cracking up the other day. I drove down a block over here in Fort Worth, and they got a freaking electric station to fill up your electricity on your car. I'm gonna take a picture of it. I'm
gonna
put it on my radio show.
See, I'm gonna tell you why. What happens is the people who invent that stuff, they be smoking that good cheese, that good tree stuff. You know what I mean? And they mix it with, and they go out there on the reservation and get that peyote and go on one of them journeys. What they call them? Those you know what I'm talking about? Them journeys they talking about. So when they come back, man, they got all these great ideas, so they can use them in the film.
I mean, and they're making them up. And they look sophisticated, and we walking around here talking about, oh, man, we ain't got that. Shoot.
Nah. Oh, somebody got it. Believe me. That's why I said somebody thought about it. It's done somewhere. Somebody else done went about it. But, hey, we not supposed to know that, y'all. You're not supposed to know that. You know what? I got this drummer sitting behind me. I'm about to hit him in the head with his own drumsticks here in a minute. You hear that, daddy, little girl? Because I know you're talking about don't hit that baby. I hear you. Just because you got a drum in your family.
Little drummer boy in the house.
See, talking about leave him alone. I ain't gonna leave him alone. I got PTSD. That noise bothers me. You come get him.
I'll leave him alone after I'm finished with him. Now that's just me joking. I'm really joking. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't get down to blast here.
Anyway, okay, you on the way to come get them? Okay. make sure you bring me some money, too, because it's going to cost you. But anyway, now, we're going to get back to talk about something, man, because we all over the place tonight. But that's a good thing.
Uh-huh.
Hey, y'all listen to Let's Talk. It is Fun Friday. And you know what? You're bringing money, so you're going to have to get me out of jail for that's what you're bringing money for. But anyway, hey, it's Fun Friday, and we're having a ball. We got Tony on the line from Fathers Also Need Support System. And we got old Speak Up With Daddy's Little Girl on the line in the chat room chatting it up with us also. So we're having us a ball here on Friday night. You hear me? If you want to join in the conversation, you can dial in at 347-838-8622. Hit me at ericletstalk@gmail.com or join in the chat room. Or if you're lucky enough, you can follow me on Twitter at DrivenForLife62. I do have moments where I do some funny things on Twitter, y'all. I think y'all be sleeping during that time, but it's okay. I put it out there so you can read about it.
Yeah, I'll be following your Twitter feed.
Hey, y'all been knows when they got them city people out there working, man, and they be out there working, then all of a sudden they just disappear. You're like, okay, where did they go? They done tore up half the street. You know, all of a sudden they're gone for the day.
And you don't ever see a car moving.
It's really going.
You're right. You don't ever see a car moving from the scene. You don't see no dust trails. They just vanish.
I know, right? Just gone. You know, one minute everybody in that minute, they gone. I'm just saying, y'all. You see, y'all need to pay attention to that stuff. Y'all really do, because them folk be out there tripping.
And I mean, the other side about that,
you
man,
know,
is if you ever drive by these construction zones, man, you just see them staring at stuff. You'll never see nothing moving. They just staring down the line, like looking at you, looking ahead of you, trying to look at something. And I'm like, what the hell are you looking at? You ain't moving nothing.
Hey, and it don't be just one. It be about 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of them standing around and just looking.
Taxpayers' dollars.
You know what? I think they'd be giving an English class to the, you know, to they'd be giving a lesson, English lesson. They'd be writing it in the sand so everybody can understand.
This is an arrow. This is an arrow. Go that way.
Oh.
All right. Can y'all hear me? I think I'm back. Y'all know what? I'm going to leave Mike. From now on, Mike, I'm not saying any more jokes. I promise. I'm not saying any more jokes. No more Michael Jackson jokes on this show. I promise you. I'm not saying any more Michael Jackson jokes.
Just leave me alone. That man is dead and you still picking on him.
I wasn't picking on him. I was picking on this dang on crazy ass family. But you know what? I ain't messing with no more.
I understand that, man. I seen the tweets from Paris today talking about, you know, leave her alone, da da da. I'm like, man, the whole family's going crazy. But anyway, so this other phone you don't get messed up. Let's go on.
Yeah, let's go on. Oh, my gracious, man. I'm like, what's going on? And then my child back here, he's singing in my ear to my daddy. What's wrong, daddy? What's wrong? I don't know. We back here singing and humming and carrying on. I'm like, wow. You ready to tell your joke now?
Yeah.
Okay. And he don't want to tell the joke. He's been looking at me, but he don't want to tell his joke. I'll tell you.
He's going to make me say another joke.
You going to tell another joke?
He gonna make me say another joke. There was this man.
Yeah, you gonna make him say another joke.
There was this man. He was dyslexic. One day he walked into a bar. You get it? The man was dyslexic, and one day he walked into a bar instead of a bar.
Okay, all right. You know what? You about as sick as I am.
You know it, man. That's why we get along.
Wow. That's right, there, little girl. Wow. Okay. That's right. Now what you got to say? You know, daddy, little girl, they be throwing their little zingers in there every now and then. But it's okay. We're going to get you off of that. We're going to get you. That's what dang yeah. going, sure.
That's why I call into your show, man, because I get away with it on your show. I can't on mine. I got to be
That's
serious
okay.
on mine.
You have to be serious on your own. Well, you know,
yes,
I was trying the other week. I am serious, but I have to have this day. I have to have this day to where I just have to unload and relax and just release all them tension. I'm just not messing with Michael Jackson no more. I'm not stealing. Y'all stop stealing out of Walmart, and I'm still waiting on my free cable. Y'all know those are 3 days I ask for every Friday. Well, two things. Now I got another one. Leave Michael Jackson and his crew alone, because he will disconnect your show.
Sounds like a bucket list to me.
I'm just saying. Now, speaking of that, hey, y'all, check this out. I was doing a little research the other day about, you know, all these great, great, great R&B singers that went gospel, right? And have you ever thought about all of them gospel, turned to gospel after something bad happened to them? Example, Al Green. Once that girl threw that grits on him, he started preaching. I guess it made him see the light. You know, them hot grits will do some things for you, boy. Well, I tell you. You ever been cooking them? You ever been cooking that kind of bounce up on you at the pot? Oh, my goodness, that's hot. This thing about a whole pot of them on you. Man, that's some sticky hot stuff. Somebody's some hot stuff. Y'all be talking about out the gutter. Y'all get your mind out the gutter, because I hear you talking about some hot, sticky stuff.
I ain't said nothing.
Well, let me get y'all cool. It is hot, and it's sticking to you. It may not be good for you.
Oh, wow.
I'm just saying, y'all. Don't, hey, it's one Friday. Y'all know it. I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there for you. That's all right. It's no. Y'all remember Reverend Ike. I know some of y'all remember Reverend Ike. I don't know, Tony. You may not know who Reverend Ike was.
I don't know that, man. That might be the old school thing, man. You might be a little bit. I'm not calling you old enough.
See, Reverend Ike was one of my preachers back on in New York, man. He's the one who started all this televangelist thing. He used to come on the radio every Sunday. Everything. Back in the day, that's all you heard. Like you hear T.D. Jakes and stuff now. Well, back in the day, it was Reverend Ike.
Okay.
You know, he started all this multi-billion-dollar stuff going on. And I was just thinking about him the other day, man. I was just how far everything has come, you know, from him to now everybody got these big old churches and all that good stuff. But Rev Knight was the man, because Rev Knight had some children. He had some children. Yeah, he did. Hey. But he had some children. He was definitely multiplying.
Reverend Ike was a gremlin.
Yeah, Reverend Ike was the man, y'all. Reverend Ike was the man. So, Eric, I don't want to hear that. See, I'm telling you, man, I got this thing with PTSD and noise, and he keep beating on these drums. I'm telling y'all, they going to end up on the street with him sitting in the back of the truck. He going to be planning for somewhere to stay because he'll have to get up out of here. I should have took my medication before I came on here, huh?
That explains it. That explains a lot.
Man, let me tell you. You ever be sitting in a restaurant and you eating, and all of a sudden you look over there and you see critters crawling around your plate and on your thing? And you're like,
where
are
you eating?
All these things come from? Wait a minute. You know, so you call the manager over, and you said the manager say, "Oh, okay, I'll be right back." And he comes out with a towel and some spray, and he goes right there and decides he's gonna wipe the table off. But he wants you to get up so he can get in there and wipe the table off and say, "Okay, I'm sorry," and you sit back down.
What?
I ain't gonna tell y'all what that happened. That
man,
I ain't gonna tell y'all what
thing.
Happened.
You better quit eating
that
cookie
Red Lobster. Red Lobster.
Blasted. Wow.
Now, I'm just telling y'all now. Yeah, y'all go to, you remember when Red Lobster used to be a place to go to? You used to get dressed up to go to Red Lobster. You could, at one time, Red Lobster used to take reservations. I'm telling you. Red Lobster used to take reservations at one time. You had to get dressed up to go to Red Lobster. No.
But you know what the sad part about it is I know exactly what Red Lobster is talking about.
Well,
hell,
they are. There's only one there,
and I know exactly where it's at, and I'm not stopping.
Yeah. There's only one here, you know.
But you,
and I'm just
you
saying,
would think
you look at it now, huh?
You would think that Red Lobster would be a little bit better because about maybe what's this 2012, probably about 10 years ago that Red Lobster burned down.
Yeah, you're right. So, but since then, they put so many places in its place. I mean, around it, you know, it's just like where the elderly go in now, really.
Oh, wow.
Look, everybody done ran, what the places are, Ryan's, they done ran Ryan's out of business.
Dang.
So, you know, I mean, you know, restaurants, as far as restaurants around here, shoot, you can eat. I mean, you may have to eat a couple of them over and over again, but you got to put a tape. But see, me and my twin, you know, he likes Hooters, so that's where we go. We go to Hooters, so I ain't gonna lie.
Did I hear a whoop out of him?
Yep, that's what you heard.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's exactly what you heard. Whoop, yeah. That is our place to hang out. You hear me? Hey, he said he likes the chicken nuggets. I'm like, okay. But I don't know. Those $15,000 chicken nuggets up in wherever that was, Australia. I don't know if I'm going to eat any more chicken nuggets.
$15,000 chicken nuggets. I'm telling you, man.
Right?
I've been telling my wife all the time. I'll be like, let's go to Hooters to eat. She's like, why? I said, because I like the chicken wings. She look at me like,
Well, hey, believe it or not, you know, they got some pretty good oysters, too, because that's why I get my oysters at around here. The oysters be on the bomb.
I'm telling you.
And yeah, y'all, they raw. Yeah, they are raw. So, some of y'all eat some stuff worse than oysters now. I ain't going to say nothing else. That's all I'm saying, y'all. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Check the color sometimes. I don't be talking to boys about Hooters. There's plenty of girls be up in Hooters. And I ain't talking about the waitresses either. That little girl bothered me talking about the boys love Hooters. Well, yeah, she should get rid of what time it is around here. The girls like Hooters too. Take that right here. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a good answer. He said, mm-hmm. Hey, check this out, y'all. Another thing they say that men want on the wed night as far as sex is lingerie. Now, here's another thing about that. Lingerie on my wed night, I really don't care. Come to bed naked, okay? Just come to bed naked. Don't even worry about putting it on. And I'm going to tell you why. Because when it's time for me to roll over, I don't want to have to fight with nothing.
I mean, that's all I'm saying, y'all.
So don't even do it. It's not, I ain't got time to be getting it off. All right? Yeah, I mean, so much for later on in a relationship, you know, when you walking around the house, you know, and trying to entice me during a football game. But as far as the honeymoon, don't worry about it. But make sure you're doing it during halftime of the football game, all right? During the first, second, third, or fourth quarter, don't bother me. Because I'm not going to, well, I ain't gonna pay you no attention, but, you know, don't do that to me. Don't make me make that choice. Oh, this was a blowout. If it's a blowout, then yeah, do what you want to. I'm banging me.
What you need to do is grab yourself a whistle and a striped shirt from Foot Locker and blow that whistle and be like, personal foul!
Wow. You wildin', man.
See, that's how
you
would do that. I'm serious. I mean, like, person in the bed, can't see the TV.
Okay. Tony said that, y'all. He said that, right?
Nah, that was me. You can see how long my marriage gonna last.
Mm-hmm. See? Ladies, y'all out there? What y'all think about that? What y'all want on a honeymoon? Huh? We talking about what the men want. What you ladies want on a honeymoon? Huh? Besides, we're not the fart in the bed. But I'm going to tell you, you know, sometimes that happens, and we can't help that. That's an involuntary thing. Well, I tell you. But, you know, y'all do it too. Don't act like y'all don't.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes y'all be worse than ours. I'm just saying.
I ain't going to touch that when you run with that.
I'm just saying. I'm going to tell you, some of y'all walk around here, man, y'all says about the men, some of y'all blow the doors off the roof off a house. Y'all do. If you're trying to ease out the bathroom and close the door, use the door for some air to get in there, please, because some of y'all bathrooms ain't got no windows. I'm going to be honest with you. Then you walk in there damn near fake.
Better light a match or something.
Lord have mercy. It's going to work the man. It's going like that in the pasture something ain't going to work.
Oh, well, dang.
Dropped all them logs in there like they ain't did it.
You know, they just trying to sneak out there so they can go ahead and blame it on the next person. Ooh, you nasty.
No, we can't be lighting no matches, man. The whole house go up in flames. Come on, light a match. No, we can't light no matches, man.
That's just wrong.
That's just wrong, isn't it? Woo! I mean, I'm just saying. And you know what? That's like the ones you walk around here in them tight short shorts with them thighs rubbing so close together. They're about to start a
time. Now, that's what you need to do on that one. You go ahead and pop some desk in and pass it to them.
Yeah. And, ladies, you know, I get y'all every week about this, every week. You know, I get y'all every week because I see it every day. Somebody been over, and they get out of the car trying to pull them down. If you got to do all that once you get out of the car, guess what? They too small.
Perhaps.
And that go for y'all wearing them dang on thongs and them little short pants. Come on, stop seeing them. What you mean stop seeing them? They showing it to me. Heck, I can't stop seeing them. All that ass hanging out there is nothing but a piece of fabric running up. How the hell you gonna miss something like that? Dang, no thing around the back of gonna bang on garbage truck.
How you gonna get mad if nobody looking at you? What you think they gonna do? You wearing that crap on?
So I know you be at work sitting in your chair and you walk around and look at some mess like that. How you talking? I don't look. You got all that odor coming out. You're trying to find out where the odor coming from. Come on, don't look. What the heck?
I'll be right back.
I'm just saying, you know, and everybody be talking about, that's all right. No, that's the problem. See, we don't want to tell nobody. Sometimes we need to tell them, you know, pass them a bottle of deodorant or something. You know, say, hey, girl, you need to go in the bathroom and take care of that because, you know, you're kind of rotten right about now. Y'all need to tell them. Be straight up with them. They may like, they may dislike you in the moment, but they'll psych you later on. I'm just saying. And that, you know what? In that instance, I'll let y'all go and steal some deodorant at Walmart, okay? It's a bar of soap or something. Okay, y'all can go and still take that out. And you go help your friend, all right? Because some of y'all, it be right there with your friend, act like you don't smell it. But you keep your head hanging out the window. Yeah, I'm talking about y'all now. I'm talking. And y'all know y'all got them. You know, no friends walk around here smelling like onions. You know, I talk about onions every week. Smelling like onions.
Get that right here.
And Eric, no, I'm talking about, yeah. You know, walk around here smelling like onions. Boy, I tell you, that's the worst thing in the world. Have somebody standing next to you and they smell like onions. Especially if you're like in church, and that's even worse. You can't even get the spirit because of that old bad smell coming in through your blocking the spirit. And for you preachers out there, you know, y'all need to quit spitting on people too. That ain't cute. Lord have mercy. All right, y'all. I'm gonna leave. Okay, I don't know about that. I'm gonna leave that alone. Let me leave that alone. But I still want my free candle. Y'all don't want y'all to stop stealing from Walmart. And I'm not bothering Michael Jackson or them Jacksons no more. Because I keep getting disconnected every time I stop talking about them.
Don't be scared.
But check this out, though. You know, Michael Jackson, when he left his room, he said he wanted Diana Ross to take care of his kids. Where's Diana Ross at with all this mess going on? You notice she ain't stopped talking to pick up nobody's kids. You know why? Hell, she's too busy being in the bottom. She ain't got time for that. She's still coming out. Now, I don't know what she's coming out of, but she's still coming out.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Man, I saw Lionel Richie today on Ellen DeGeneres' show. And you know what? Lionel just needs to stop swearing. He really do. He don't have it anymore. Talk about he gone country. What the hell? He wasn't that good when after he left the Commodore. Talk about going country. Oh, my goodness.
Ship, bro. I want to get on that ship. Shoot. Shazam.
Yeah, hey. Well, I ain't gonna lie, I've been on a couple of them, and they kind of a fun ride if you know where to get off.
Now, I know we ain't got no ship. There ain't no ship. Okay. Ship station. We just need to get off the boat.
I mean, you know what? I got to take that back, y'all, because I shouldn't call them people ships. But, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Mm-mm-mm. You know, I don't know. I don't know. But y'all, you know what though? This is Fun Friday. This you listening to Let's Talk. I am your host, Eric Jackson. If you want to join me and Tony and Daddy's Little Girl tonight, join in at 347-838-8622. Email me ericletstalk@gmail.com or hit me in the chat room because we having fun, y'all. And we not on no mothership. We ain't dealing with no trees right about now. So it's all natural, y'all. That's scary. Oh, it's all scary. Yeah, that is so scary. All right. I done wet my whistle now. I'm good. Maybe I stopped poking. Okay, y'all. We're going to get back to the table. Seven things about those honeymoon, on the honeymoon night, right, as far as sex. We just talked about what? Cutting right to the action, look in their eyes, the lingerie. All right, some of y'all finna get upset now. We've been talking about some accessories.
Okay.
Now, I don't know what you consider an accessory, but before you attempt to, how can I put it, display or utilize a certain accessories, make sure you clear that with your husband because I'm sure you don't want no surprise.
Hey, you don't have to get security clearance for that.
Yeah, I'm sure he don't want no surprise. Now, you mean some of you men out there, okay, young man drawing certain accessories, that's fine. No, but I'm sure there's a lot of them out there don't, and that's all I'm saying about that. That's all I'm saying, y'all. And it says foreplay. But you know what? Foreplay and accessories, they kind of go together. But, you know, you can have a certain foreplay without accessories. So that's all I'm saying about that. Foreplay. And that don't mean knocking each other around, you know, because some of y'all going to a hotel room.
Hey, you know, I can't even lie. On my wedding night, we actually broke the headboard in the hotel. But my wife laughed at me and gave me a high five. I'm like, oh, okay.
Hey, that's something you don't do every day, see? Yeah. See, that's a surprise right there.
You know, but that's the only problem, man, is you set up the standard and they expect you to do that crap all the time, man. I ain't got that much money to be breaking headboards.
That's where you start making them out of styrofoam.
Yeah, you got to be gentle.
Yeah, okay, gentle. All right, gentle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's what she said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You be talking about gentle. She ain't talking about no dang old gentle. She said, give me what I want.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, mama always wins.
In the end, huh? In the end.
Definitely. Because you might go from gentle to nothing.
Well, yeah. Amen. Yeah, that's true.
Key to the city,
you know, bro. Here we go. Check this out. Now, if you really want to stay on top of, you know, what you're getting busy on doing, you know, you can come preach it. You know, they get it thrown at them 24/7. I'm going to get in trouble again. Because, you know, they're the biggest things out there. They really are. Because, you know, they be big. And, you know, now. Okay.
Yep.
You know, I ain't about that. And some of you sisters out there know they do because some of y'all be the ones who coming up. That's right. I'm just going to tell you again. That's all right, you know. It's okay. It's all part of human nature. It is. That's why it's Fun Friday. Go on and get it out. Say yes and amen and praise him and he be laying pipe on me and blah, blah, blah. Okay, it's Friday. Don't say that come Sunday morning. That was your man in a short dress with your man's gap wide open looking at.
Why is everything that you say tonight got to do with a Michael Jackson song?
I'm getting in trouble. But anyway, y'all, we're going to talk about some other things because, Lord, I'm getting carried away here a little bit tonight. But I'm all right. It's Friday. It's Fun Friday. Y'all know I always get carried away on Fun Friday one way or another. Tony.
Last week
I talked about this guy, man. There ain't nobody talking about that no more, but I'm going to tell you. Now, I don't know if you paid attention to the story. There's a young man out there, right?
Uh-huh.
And he was 9.5 inches flatter, if you know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
Now, when he wasn't, he was 13 against the chain. If you know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
You know?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Okay, what happened to my... I'm trying to figure out what done happened here. Okay, wait a minute. Look, my little sports thing is going out over here.
Michael Jackson ain't messing with my phone, bro.
I don't know how to work this thing. I'm trying to get there. What happened here? No! Okay, don't say that no more. All right. We're gonna reconnect this. But yeah, I mean that's some crazy stuff, man. And the only way that came apart because he went through the thing on TNT in San Francisco, and he wanted to know what that was in his pants pocket.
What?
Yeah, because from what he said, it was laying on his thigh. So you know they wanted to know what it was.
Isn't that what, if you really want to know?
And basically, that's what he's saying. You know, it was his piece of meat, as they say. 9.5 pounds and 13, you know, straight up.
And it's newsworthy. Check that out.
And it was newsworthy because TMZ had to ask, you know, ask him what it was. Now, the question is, who was the lucky person to have to frisk him on that one? That's not exactly who it was.
Because
if it would have been me, you go ahead, sir. Okay.
Bro, I don't even want to know, man. Whatever it is you're dealing with, you go ahead and deal with it.
Yeah. Hey, just sign this affidavit right here. Well, if I send you through the x-ray machine, then okay, you good. Hey, Sue,
really?
Come up here and check this out.
Yeah, buddy.
Just
that's yourself.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, that was news, man. It was. You know, and the thing about news, man, news happens every day. And it's some of the funniest things go on. It really is. You'd be like, now, really? I mean, Mitt Romney. Now, the president been over there this whole last 3-4 years. You know, I'm telling how stupid this stuff is getting now. The president been over there dealing with these folks the last 3-4 years. All of a sudden, he want to make a trip over there on a campaign trip. What do you think you're going to change in this little bit of time? Do people already know what they want? They don't vote for you.
Who was he traveling to?
London. I think he's going to London, Israel.
What the hell they got to do with our election? I mean, Romney trying to get a free trip, dog.
Well, thank you. I do appreciate you for reconnecting me. You know what? I think I'm in this valley down here, and
down in the valley.
You know, I'm down in the valley down here in Central Texas, And you know the wind get to blowing crazy, so you know I think they just blow the. I think okay, yeah. The mothership is up. Eric, go out there, look and see if the hub is a ship flying over the studio.
Hold on, put some aluminum foil, bro.
Get some aluminum. Go on and put some aluminum foil on top of my head.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yeah, so back to Mitt Romney, man. That guy just won a free trip, and what the hell they got to do with our election over here?
Hey, I guess he's trying to go over there and find some dirt so he come back and say, well, they say this over here, you know, and they say that.
So we don't really give a damn what they say because we talking about our country.
Well, we don't even like him, so what makes us think they going to like him?
I know, right?
You got friends over there, pack your shit.
Yep, you are right. Uh-huh. But anyway, MIB, no, man, I'm not talking about MIB because them men in black suits will come looking for you.
Uh-huh, real talk.
No, we talking about a mothership. We ain't going to go no further than that.
Take me to your leader.
Look, my computer costs too much money. I'm sorry. I can't afford another one. But I'm telling y'all really though, y'all really want to listen to me? Stop looking at them ceiling fans. They miniature spaceships, man. And you look at them long enough, they get to spinning. You see them people walking in, but you never see them walking out. I'm just saying. Check it out. Hey, and don't be drinking when you do it either. That way you can say you were sober when you saw it.
Mm-hmm.
And then yell Shazam!
A plug out. Yeah, we need to bring that lady on the radio show, bro.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to get on. And if you're in Jacksonville, go run through the mall and Walmart and do some crazy stuff. And see the mothership made you do it. You may get off.
Good point.
Oh my goodness. I'm telling you. It is just wow. Y'all know what, though? I think it's good. I need to end my show right about now because I foresee some things about to happen again.
You seeing things again, bro?
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Y'all have to get a new stuff on, and then the more you try to figure it out, the more you mess it up. You know, because we don't like to read. No, we just going to pick it up and try and make it work. Get the press button and can on. And then you can jack the whole thing up. Who watching Paul right now? Who is Paul? Huh? Daddy, little girl, who is Paul? You say you watching Paul right now. Who is Paul? And y'all see that love shot for Clappy Hill's daughter? What's his name? That Reverend Dollar guy? Well, he looks kind of rough, don't he? Don't look like the little smooth joker that be on Sunday on TV on Sunday morning.
See, I missed it.
Look like he is taking a beating too. I ain't gonna lie to you. Of course, that was just my opinion. But if you go and pull that picture up, look at him. He looks like he should be in jail somewhere. He's unshaven, hair gray and stuff. Paul, the movie's about the alien trying to get home running from the Fed. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, Eric said you heard of it, so okay, that's good enough for me because I'm not watching. I'm watching nobody running from the feds and dead aliens. In that case, you watch MIB. That's the same thing, ain't it?
Same thing, different name.
You know, that's the same thing. Got that one too. Nah. Okay, fine then. That's all right. You ain't got to. Just go in your other room and look at your ceiling fan. You see a real alien. I'm telling you, stop stealing out of Walmart, y'all. And stop going to Walmart with 300 people and tearing up stuff, Jacksonville.
I just want to meet the organizer to that. I want to know what the heck were they doing.
Hey, you know what? My son just told me, I better chill out.
Yeah.
He said, something's going to happen again.
You know, that's bad when a 9-year-old tell you, okay, you need to slow down.
Yeah.
That bad. You know what? But I think I'm gonna get out of here right about now because my throat is dry. I think I done laughed a little bit too hard now. But
that's,
you know what? It's been fun, y'all, and I enjoyed your company. I hope y'all had a good time too. It was fun Friday like always. Nothing is off limits. We talk about everything and everybody. I want to thank Fathers Also Need Support System, Tony. Hey,
yes,
you all right, me brother? I'll be checking out with you later on this weekend.
All right, well,
you know, with Dad's little girl, you know, they've been in the chat room, you know, holding the conversation as well. Hey, peace out. Gotta talk about little brother and sister love. But anyway, hey, it's real, y'all. And don't forget Monday, man, because Monday is open mic Monday. And please, y'all, let's not have another open mic Monday like it was Monday, because that was just totally just, oh, my goodness, come on, crazy. Oh, man, that was so crazy. You know what? I laughed a little bit, then I got heated. You hear me? Because we got some dumb little jokers running around here, you know, and it was just terrible, man. So hopefully, you know, y'all gonna thought of some good subjects to talk about come Monday is open mic, so whatever's on your mind, we're gonna get it on about. We're gonna talk about it. And that's what the show is about, talking and having fun. So, with all that being said, hey, y'all have a great weekend. I'm gonna get the bottle now for real, y'all. Because I think I deserve it. But other than that, y'all gonna have a good one. And I will talk to y'all Monday. And you know what? That's a good thing, because Monday is a great day to start over and have fun and sing great songs and all that good stuff.
Kumbaya.
I'm tripping again, right? But anyway, it's okay. Y'all have a good one, and see y'all Monday. I'm out of here. Like that.